The junior varsity Sun Devils clinched a playoff spot after being dealt a rival Sequam 28-7 on October 16 under the lights at John Oliver Park. Sequam took a 7-0 lead on a 60-yard touchdown run, but it was all Sun Devils after that. South Delta went on a 9-play, 65-yard drive, capped by a Quinn Kurensic quarterback sneak. After several defensive stops by both teams, South Delta took a 14-7 lead when Kurensic hit Easton Geisbricht for a 77-yard catch and run. In the third quarter, South Delta scored again. This time it was running back Lucas Holliday who found pay dirt after he bounced off a would-be tackler for a 5-yard score. The drive was highlighted by a 55-yard reception from receiver Ty McGregor. Holliday was a physical and effective runner all day and finished with 15 carries for 83 yards. South Delta's final touchdown of the game came on another Kurensic pass, this one from 16 yards out to Geisbricht for his second touchdown of the game. Kurensic finished with 235 yards to go along with 40 yards rushing. The defense played really well as a unit, with some standouts being Callum Moenick, Cam McVeigh, Lucas Holliday, and Akshon Gill. The Sun Devils finish their regular season with a game against Sullivan Heights in Cloverdale on Thursday. Senior varsity. A defensive struggle under terrible weather conditions saw the senior varsity Sun Devils move to 7-1 overall and 3-1 in conference play with a 12-6 win over Carson Graham at home last Saturday. The first big play of the game was once again delivered by Damien Dumas, who has to be in strong consideration for AAA Player of the Year, as he took the punt on his own 20 on the left side of the field, found the sideline on the right, and then cut back all the way back to left to score an 80-yard punt return. South Delta looked to put some more distance on Carson with a fumble late in the first half and inside the red zone. The clock was working against them as there was only 30 seconds left in the half. South Delta was able to put one into the end zone, but a very late and incorrect block in the back penalty was called, and the Sun Devils had to settle for a field goal attempt that was unsuccessful. It was 6-0 at halftime, with no end in sight of the rain that was coming down strong. Both teams moved the ball but could not sustain any scoring drives. Again, it was a big punt return that gave Carson Graham some life midway through the fourth. On this drive, the Eagles were able to move it all the way down and score on a fourth and goal to tie the game at 6-6. With 60 seconds left and inside Carson's red zone, Dumas, who stepped up going wide on a pitch and with phenomenal perimeter blocking by Holden Hunter, Cone Hubbard, and Quinn Schuberg, found the end zone for the winning score. South Delta plays its final regular season home game on Saturday against Notre Dame, set for 1:30 p.m. at Denison Field.